الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back in our program, in our silsila, The Final Revelation. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the final revelation being the glorious Qur'an, the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, Kalamullah, so many blessings, so many benefits, such a book that you look at it, you gain rewards, you touch it, you gain rewards, you kiss it, you gain rewards. You memorize it, you gain rewards. When you touch it, you gain rewards. Subhanallah. Just being around it, there is rewards. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this program is dedicated to the blessings and the benefits of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, in the previous programs, in the previous silsilas, we talked about the awliya Allah and the sahaba-i kiram, how they would have that immense love for the glorious Quran. How they would be reading the Qur'an, what excellences there are to read the Qur'an, some of the special verses, some of the special surah that you read, and what are the benefits and blessings of reading them. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this program, I want to continue with the same theme. My dear Islam brothers, as always, make good intentions. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ All your actions depend on your intention. What intention do I have in giving this bayan? That will be looked at. It all depends on what intention I have made. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention that I will do this bayan only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then by acting upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, pass on from me, even though if it's one ayat. You can also make good intentions that we will listen to the bayan from the beginning till the end. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, also have the intention to pass on this knowledge to other people as well. Maybe, my dear Islam brothers, because of us, if someone starts to recite the glorious Quran, maybe because of me, if someone listens to this, and if you pass this knowledge on to others, maybe if someone can, alhamdulillah, come towards the right path, come towards the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, you never know, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will shower His blessings upon us as well. Before we start the bayan, as always, let's listen to a beautiful blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the leader and founder of Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. In one of his booklets, which has been translated into English, The Sparrow and the Blind Snake. In that, on page number one, there is a beautiful blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, quoted in Al-Qawl al-Badi, that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said that the one who faces any difficulties should recite durood upon me abundantly, because to recite durood upon me removes troubles and worries. Subhanallah. We say that we've got so many problems in our lives. So what is the solution? The solution is to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make it a habit. Make it a habit that every day I will recite, you know, so many amounts of durood-e-paak. And then, you know, try to put yourself in that environment as well. You know, maybe we're sat in the masjid, we're facing towards the qibla, and then we are reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to wear beautiful clothing, try to have perfume, And alhamdulillah, the more love we have for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the more, you know, blessed environment we can make, the more rewards we will get. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Today, my dear Islam brothers, with the same theme that we were learning since the last program, today inshallah I want to start off from Ayah Al-Karima. Now this is a very famous verse inside the glorious Quran, and it is reported from Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam uttered the following words when he alayhi salatu wa salam was in the belly of the fish. He was in the belly of the whale. Para number 17, Suratul Anbiya, verse number 87. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Translation from Kanzul Iman. There is none worthy of worship but you. Purity from all shortcomings is to you. Undoubtedly, I did wrong. Therefore, whoever supplicates with these words for any particular purpose, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept his supplication, his du'as. My dear Islamic brothers, you know, we all commit sins. We're humans. End of the day, it's in our nature that we will commit sins. We are not prophets that we will be saved from committing sins, because the prophets of Allah are the only creation with the angels that don't commit sins. They cannot commit sins. They cannot think of committing a sin. You know, we can commit sins. And there are some, like our aqidah regarding the awliya Allah, the sahaba ikram. You know, these people, Allah Ta'ala has protected them from sinning. You know, but my dear Islam brothers, the rest of the human race, we will commit sins. And the best thing to do is, once you have committed a sin, is to say sorry, to ask repentance from Allah Azza wa Jal. And no doubt Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, will forgive our sins. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. O believers, you know, we ask repentance from Allah Azza wa Jal. Tawbatan nasuha, meaning that we should repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, as we should be. And my dear Islam brothers, inshallah Azza wa Jal, recite this verse of the Holy Quran many, many times during the dua. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will forgive our sins. Now, some of the duruds, or some of the du'as, or some of the verses of the glorious Quran that we can read during, before we go into sleep. Now, sometimes people say that, you know, we can't get to sleep, we get nightmares, we get scared, I can't get to sleep. Now, inshallah, there's five beautiful sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the awliya Allah that I'm going to mention to you. Maybe, inshallah, if we read them with the correct tajweed. Now, you're going to ask the question, why is it that we bring up tajweed all the time? Because obviously, my dear Islam brothers, without the tajweed, the reciting the Quran is not reciting the Quran. Because tajweed is the proper manner. How would you utter one word? Where does the sound of the qaf comes from? Where does the sound of the kaf come from? What is seen? Sawd, bod, dal, bod. All these, they have different pronunciations. And we have to read them accordingly. So inshallah azza wa jal, let's listen to some of these beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's reported by Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, if you recite Suratul Fatiha and Surah Ikhlas, the whole surah, when you get into the bed, you will be secured from everything except death. Subhanallah. Suratul Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. When you recite both of them before going to sleep, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll be secured from everything. Yani all the bad things, all the calamities, all the problems, all the miseries, all the nightmares, inshallah Azza wa Jal, will be free from them. Accept death, because obviously death is something, if that has been written for us, nothing can save us. But inshallah azza wa jal, if we can read these two surahs before going to sleep. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is quoted in Abu Dawood, hadith number 5057. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite musabbihat, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that there is a verse among these which is better than 1,000 verses. Now, what is musabbihat? Hazrat Sayyidina Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that these surahs, yani the musabbihat, are 7 in all. Suratul Asra, Suratul Hadid, Suratul Hashr, Suratul Saf, Suratul Jumu'ah, and Suratul Taghabun, and Suratul A'la. Obviously, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have recited the whole of all these surahs, because this would be very lengthy. Instead, he would have just recited some selected verses from these surahs. So maybe before going to sleep, inshallah azza wa jal, if we can make our habit to recite these 7 surahs, some of the verses from these surahs, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll gain blessings from that. In Abu Dawood Sharif, another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith number 5055, Hazrat Sayyiduna Nawfal radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told me, recite the whole of Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun before sleeping, because this is freedom from shirk, Suratul Kafirun. Recite that before going to sleep. Allah Ta'ala will protect you from committing shirk. And as you know, shirk, polytheism, is one of the biggest, severe sins, one of the major sins. And you can say it is the major sin for someone to commit polytheism, yani to worship other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship. None other than Allah Azza wa Jal should be worshipped. And alhamdulillah, the one who recites Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, Allah Ta'ala will protect him. So before going to sleep, recite Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun as well. It is reported by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, when getting into the bed, whoever recites Astaghfirullah al-Azim al-Ladhi La ilaha illa huwa al-Hayyu al-Qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Translation, I seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, except whom none is worthy of worship, who is the ever living and who is the sustainer of others, and I incline towards him. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives his sins even if they are equal to the foam of the sea, even if they are equal to the leaves on the trees, even if they are equal to the grains of the sands of the desert, and even if they are equal to the number of days of the world. SubhanAllah, you cannot imagine how much reward there is by just reading this. This is also written in Madani Panch Surah, in the English one, on page number 17. So maybe this is something else that we can learn. And subhanAllah, look at the reward. And look at the mercy that Allah Ta'ala is showering upon His people. SubhanAllah. So great is our Rabb. So merciful is our Rabb. And only such a small action. And look at the reward that Allah Ta'ala is giving us. And we sinful people are running away from Allah. We sinful people are running away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala is there showering His mercy. We are not taking that. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, please try to take time out and learn these beautiful verses as well. In the last 4 verses of Suratul Kahf, from إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا to the end of the surah, are recited with the intention of waking up at a certain time during the night or the morning, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, the reciter will wake up at that time. Make some time in reading this as well. Especially, you know, we say that we put the alarm on, you know, we do everything, but we still cannot wake up for Fajr. Let's read these verses. I'm going to read them to you so that you know what these verses are. It's para number 15, Suratul Kahf, verses number 107, 108, 109, and 110. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حبلا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا.
If someone wants to wake up at a certain time, you know, for example, he's gone to sleep and he wants to wake up at a certain time, read these, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will see that automatically by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, by the divine help of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will wake up, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Now, as we mentioned before about the blessings of Suratul Fatiha, so many blessings in reciting Suratul Fatiha. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that Suratul Fatiha is a cure for every illness. And some of the scholars have mentioned that it's quoted in Musnad Darimi that any supplication that is asked after reciting Suratul Fatiha 100 times will be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. So any du'as that you wish to make in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then recite Suratul Fatiha 100 times and then make that du'a, inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will be accepted. The saints of Islam have mentioned that reciting Suratul Fatiha 41 times between the sunnahs and fard of Fajr and performing dham, blowing on an ill person, causes relief to that person and the pain of the eyes is cured very quickly. Applying one's own saliva onto the eyes after having reciting this is very beneficial as well. So if someone is ill, 41 times recite Suratul Fatiha and blow on them, inshallah, yani do dham on them, inshallah, by the grace, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, they will be cured as well. And if someone, he has pains of the eyes, you know, you have eye pain, then what you do is you recite Suratul Fatiha and then put some of your saliva on your fingers and then rub them on your eyes, inshallah Azza wa Jal. By the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be cured. In Jannati Zabar, it says that for 7 days, recite Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'een 11,000 times daily with Salat, yani Durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 3 times before and 3 times after. This is a well-proven spiritual cure for relief from ailments and afflictions. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Suratul Fatiha. Let's listen to the recitation of Suratul Fatiha as well.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Translation of Surah Al-Fatiha from Kanz al-Iman. All praise is to Allah Azza wa Jal, the Rabb of all the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, owner of the day of judgment. You alone we worship and you alone we seek help. And may we always guide us on the straight path, the path of those whom you have favored, not the path of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, everyone knows this, but what we need to do is we need to learn it properly according to the Tajweed. Now, my dear Islam brothers, one surah in the glorious Quran, subhanallah, which is known as the heart of the Quran. Guess which surah that is? That is Surah Yasin. Inshallah, so many blessings and benefits of reciting Surah Yasin. Inshallah, I'm going to mention a few, and in Inshallah, maybe, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, that will give us that extra love of Surah Yasin. And maybe someone can make that intention that Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will learn Surah Yasin Sharif. Remember, like the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, he says, just like you have a heart in your body that controls the whole body, the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. In Musnad Imam Ahmad, Hadith number 20,322, that the Noor of the Unseen, the noble Sultan of Medina, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated, Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Whoever reads it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the betterment of his hereafter will be granted forgiveness. Subhanallah. It is reported by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, without doubt, everything has a heart, and the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. Whoever recites Surah Yasin once, the reward of reciting the entire Quran 10 times will be written for that person. The blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, in the Torah, the name of Surah Yasin is Mu'imma, because it brings every goodness of this world and the hereafter for the one who recites it, and it relieves him from the afflictions of this world and the hereafter, and it secures him from the horrors of the world. Another name for Surah Yasin is Mudafi'atul Qadiyah, because it dispels every evil from the one who recites it. Whoever recites this surah, it is equivalent to 20 Hajj for him. And whoever recites this and drinks it, 1,000 medicines, 1,000 lights, 1,000 certainties, 1,000 blessings, and 1,000 mercies will enter into his stomach, and every deception and every illness will be taken away from him. Subhanallah. So Surah Yasin Sharif is medicine. So whenever we have someone who is ill, or maybe if we fall ill, then recite Surah Yasin Sharif, and then just do dam on the water and give people to drink. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, people will be cured. It is narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the embodiment of Noor, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated, it is my wish for Surah Yasin to be present in the heart of every person from my ummah. Allahu Akbar. This is a wish of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, if our parents make a wish that I wish, you know, this happens, or I wish to eat this food, I wish I do this, then I know the children, or if we love someone, you know, someone who we love, someone who we can really, you know, we can say that we blindfoldedly love that person. Whenever he says something or he makes a wish, we want to be the ones who fulfill that wish. Now, what better can you have? Now here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our intercessor on the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for whom the whole world, the whole universe was created, What is the wish of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That I wish Surah Yasin is in the heart of every Muslim from my ummah. That Islam brothers, are we not going to fulfill this wish of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yes, we are. Inshallah, we will. Again, Surah Yasin Sharif is not a very long surah. Surah Yasin Sharif, if we really put our head down, then I guarantee you, Surah Yasin Sharif, you know, within a few weeks, within a few months, inshallah, we can learn Surah Yasin Sharif. And please, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bring, you know, happiness in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by learning Surah Yasin Sharif. Inshallah, I make the intention. You also make the intention that we will, inshallah, we will remember Surah Yasin Sharif, and not tomorrow or next week or after Jummah, now. Make the intention now. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, after this program, inshallah Azza wa Jal, if I am not watching Madani channel, then inshallah straight away I will do wuzu and I will start to learn. Oh, you can start with the first word, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Start with that. At least we made a start, haven't we? And then every day, the best method of memorizing. For example, first day, you've memorized the word Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Then the next word, all day, keep reading Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. And then the next day, Innaka lamin al Mursaleen. And then from all day long, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Innaka lamin al Mursaleen. Keep reading all day. Then the next day, keep learn the next verse, and then all day keep reading all of the verses. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, within no time, within a few days, you will memorize Surah Yasin Sharif. It is reported by Hazrat Sayyiduna Ata bin Abu Rabah Tabi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Surah Yasin at the start of the day, all of his deeds will be fulfilled. And another hadith narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever regularly recites Surah Yasin Sharif every night and then passes away will die as a martyr. He will die as a shaheed. Subhanallah. Again, my dear Islamic brothers, such blessings and beauties. And again, if you know it by heart, then within a few minutes, yeah, how long will it take to recite Surah Yasin Sharif? No, not more than 10-15 minutes. If you've learnt it properly, inshallah, I guarantee you within 15-20 minutes, okay, if you read it slowly, half an hour, you'll read it. What is half an hour to us? You know, you'll be driving to work, you'll be walking to work, you'll be doing your job at work, but you can keep also reciting Surah Yasin Sharif as well and gain the blessing. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that whoever recite Surah Yasin Sharif in the morning will be granted relief during that day until the evening. And whoever recites it during the beginning of the night will be granted relief during the night until the morning. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Ma'qil bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Whoever recites this blessed surah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the sake of the hereafter, his previous sins will be forgiven. So recite this before those who are dying. So especially, you know, if you know someone who is ill in hospital, or you know someone that has only got a few moments to live in this world, go and sit with that person and recite Surah Yasin Sharif. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will bring the blessings and he will, inshallah Azza wa Jal, bring a lot of benefits for that person. And then last of all, my dear Islam brothers, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, if Surah Yasin is recited before someone who is dying, Allah Azza wa Jal deals with him mercifully in taking his soul. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there are many, many other blessings of reciting Surah Yasin Sharif, and there are many other blessings of Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal reciting the verses of the glorious Quran, the surah, the chapters of the glorious Quran. But we need to make an intention, and that intention is that we will read the Quran. Seriously, once we put our head down, there is no problem. every day, make it a habit. Half an hour, sit down and read the Quran. If that is too much for you, yeah, if that is too much, obviously it's never, too much is never enough. We should be saying that it never is enough for us. But at least 3 verses of the glorious Quran with the translation of commentary, make it your habit. May Allah Azza wa Jal save our iman, and with the blessing and the barakat of the glorious Quran, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi barik wa sallam.